Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 10th of October. Amidst the US data drought, there is a small shower of excitement. The US government has announced that it will be publishing a September consumer price inflation number, and it's calling back civil servants at the Bureau of Labor Statistics in order to work on this. This will enable the government to calculate the cost of living index, which is used to index social security payments. Huge swathes of US government spending automatically increase in line with inflation, a legacy of the Nixon administration. The underlying price data had apparently all been collected when the government shut down. The release was scheduled for next Wednesday, and it seems unlikely the data will be ready by then. But it will be coming at some point, and legally it has to be published before the 1st of November. Publication will also assist the Federal Reserve at its next policy meeting, and of course it will help to offer some clarity to holders of US inflation-linked bonds. US inflation-linked bonds are not actually guaranteed to be linked to inflation. They are linked to whatever the published consumer price inflation number is. US Treasury Secretary Bessent has thrown the might of US taxpayers' money behind Argentina's peso, using dollars to buy pesos and setting up a $20 billion currency swap facility. This is a very rare action by the United States, and of course the only limit on the use of such funds would be political. The United States can provide as many dollars as it likes. Whether this was a good deal depends on your perception of whether the peso was overvalued. If you think it was not overvalued and the market moves were a disorderly liquidity event, then the US taxpayer has got a good deal. If you think the futures market was correct and the peso was overvalued against the dollar, then the US will have to bear losses. The action has led to the peso strengthening, and it has soared to levels not seen since the 1st of October, when, coincidentally, the US government shut down. Japan's September producer price inflation was a little higher than had been expected, with the year-on-year rate holding steady at 2.7%. Export price inflation on a contracted currency basis was close to 0%, but that disguises the drop in the price of cars being exported to North America, which is almost the only area of global trade where exporters seem to have deliberately chosen to lower prices in order to offset tariffs on US consumers. Implicitly, the price of other Japanese exports to the United States are not likely to be falling. The data calendar is otherwise very quiet. US Federal Reserve Governor Barr adopted quite a hawkish stance yesterday, citing concerns that tariff-induced inflation may be more sticky. We get the Michigan inflation expectations and consumer sentiment polls today, but these numbers don't really contain a great deal of useful information on the overall health of the economy, or indeed the outlook for inflation, given the astonishingly politically polarized nature of the responses. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.